What advice can you give to a spiritual seeker living today?
Yeah, you know, I really believe that, you know, there are people in the world, I think, that the Creator has blessed. All people have talents, you know, have been blessed with different abilities. And I think that the people that have those, I guess, inclination toward spiritual things and wanting to be close to the Creator, you know, we're very fortunate that we've been blessed with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that comes from within, and you know, we live in a world that is trying to teach the opposite. They want to, you know, we look at universities, for example, not all universities, but there are a lot of universities that perpetuate the idea that they're too smart for religion. You know, that they're above, they're too intelligent to believe in God or to have a religion to follow. Mm-hmm. That's beneath them.
Yes.
And because of their intelligence, they don't need religion. They don't need spirituality. They don't need to be too close to the Creator. They don't even believe in, you know, a Creator because of their teachings or their intelligence, I guess. And you see that trying to justify those attitudes, you know, when they talk about evolution, because I mean, of course, there is, we see things evolving, you know, which to me could be a part of God's plan, the Creator's plan, you know, that things would evolve, and maybe that's the way that He set things up, or maybe it's the way that He made things to be. But they want to take that and they want to use that as the reason why we don't need spirituality, that there isn't a God. And I think that in today's world, you know, the person who is a spiritual seeker, we have so many things that are working against, you know, against us. And I know that it's good to be able to find others that have those, the same desires that we have to be close to the Creator and to develop that, you know, our spirituality. And it's good to be able to connect with one another and to be strengthened in that way. And I always see, you know, hear different elders that will talk about the way that we can stay strong, and they make comparisons, you know, like, I remember one elder using a matchstick as an example.
A matchstick as
an example. And he said if you took a matchstick and you were to break it, it'd be easy to break just one.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but if you take a whole bundle of them together and try to break that, it's pretty hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that in the same way that people that believe and that have faith, when there's a lot of them together and they're praying together, that it's hard to break that. It's harder to break that. But at the same time, I think that on an individual basis, we each have to have that same battle that I was talking about that we go through in the Sundance to show that the spiritual side is going to be stronger than the physical side. And that battle that happens within, you know, every person has to happen on that, on a personal basis, on that individual basis. And when we do have that, and we're able to show that and prove to the Creator and to ourselves that our spiritual self is going to be stronger, that then, you know, we can be more of a benefit to a larger community. But I don't think that we can only rely on a group. I don't think that we can only rely on others. We have to have that conviction, and we have to go through that on an individual basis, each one of us. And, you know, and whatever religion, whatever ways of beliefs people follow, it's going to be different. For us, having that time to be able to fast and to pray on an individual basis when we go and fast in the mountains. It's really important to be able to go through that. It's good when we all go through it together as a group when we're in the Sundance Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
But still, even though we're there as a group and we're all going through the same thing at the same time, on still on an individual basis, you still have that
mm-hmm.
internal struggle and the internal battle.
Yes.
And so it is difficult, but it has. I think that it has to be both.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a combination of both. The good thing is that all of our religions and all of our beliefs all have a way for us to get closer to the Creator. And when we make that connection and we keep that connection strong, whatever way that religion teaches, I think it's good. The way that I've always looked at it is that I think one of the things that it says in the Bible is that it's through your faith. And that it's your faith that will make you whole.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that if my faith is in the Indian way, then I better follow those teachings and those ways, and that faith will make me whole.
Yes.
If it's the Catholic, then I better do the things that I'm taught in the Catholic way,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going to make me whole.
Mm.
But it can also damn me, too. It can also stop me because I have the faith that, well, I did this wrong according to this teaching, so therefore this is what's going to happen. I can have enough faith to stop myself. And so I think that every religion, whatever it is, they need to have that faith in that religion and follow that way in that belief, so that they can, that religion can be the vehicle that will take them, you know, help them to get to the place. But like I said, it's going to be different for everybody.